Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Growing closer to God won't happen without intention and without others helping us grow and holding us accountable. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Jim Putman shared the keys to spiritual growth and the mandate of the church to make disciples. Learn how we can really be more like Christ in 2014, talking about Jim's book, Discipleship: 5 steps that help your church to make disciples who make disciples.
When it comes to understanding those you're discipling, you have to understand the 5 stages, we call them, of spiritual growth. First, you're dead because of unbelief. You get born again. You become an infant. You grow into a child. A child is characterized by, you know, innocence and self-centeredness. Mine. An infant is characterized by ignorance. They go from ignorance to they start to understand the language. They're a part of the family, but there's some innocence, but they're also really self-centered. They then grow into young adulthood where they can do a lot of things. They can be great babysitters. They can have a job. They can do great stuff, but they're not really intentional about reproducibility. Whereas as you move into spiritual parenthood, now you're not just able to babysit. You're able to help people understand, you know, that God had a purpose for them. You're helping people to grow up spiritually. Every person that was ever saved was supposed to become a disciple maker. Just like every person that's born within their DNA, physically, they're going to become an adult. When God saves someone, He gives them the Holy Spirit, He gives them the Word of God, He gives them teachers and that are going to train them and walk with them as a spiritual family, and they're going to go through these spiritual stages of development. Every person who gets saved in our church, I want to make sure I do my part to help them become spiritual parents who can disciple their own children and can share their faith with those around them. Some of them are gifted to be leaders in the church, but everyone is saved to be a disciple maker or a spiritual parent. And if you don't understand that as a pastor, if I'm just evangelizing people and so they get saved and then hand them a Bible and somehow the change in their life is going to happen, with the Bible and the Holy Spirit, then if that's true, then why did Jesus say, go and make disciples and teach them to obey? There's a human component to it that goes with the plan.